Hello, everyone. Wayne Selk, Vice President, Cybersecurity Programs here at CompTIA. This is the Cyber Weekly for week ending March 29th. Today, for those of you that celebrate, is Good Friday. That means Sunday is Easter Sunday. And just an interesting note, typically Passover is around this time too, except for this year because of the way the moon kind of set up the calendar. So it's kind of interesting. The Passover is not until later in April, believe it or not. Anyway, just thought I'd share that. I like interesting little trivia bits like that for sure. Also, April 8th, which will be coming up in about a week and a half now, is going to be the full eclipse of the sun stretching across a good swath of the United States. Most of us will see some of the eclipse, but unless you're in the path through the Midwest there, stretching into the Northeast, unfortunately, you're going to have to look at not a total eclipse, but just a partial. All right, so, wow. So this past week, there was no travel for any of us. It's been nice, really, being at home for a full week. I know I was chatting with CJ earlier on how nice it really is to just be home, you know, at this time of year. We realize, of course, that won't be the case every week, looking at the future. So we're enjoying our time with family and friends while we can. We have hit the end of March and the first quarter, and wow, so much has gone on here at CompTIA and with the cybersecurity programs team. Let me fill you in on some of the highlights for the past quarter, and then I'll give you a preview for what to expect out of us over the second quarter. So we started the year off with the first two assessments of the Trustmark. Both organizations have since received their provisional Trustmark, pending the official formation of the accreditation board. We had an additional three MSPs request their full assessment in March, and just two of those were this week. So I'm not able to get to them. I just finished up the third assessment yesterday, as a matter of fact. And then CJ tells me that there's a few more ready for their audit, which we can expect in April. And with that, just a quick update, Crest is actually working on their proposal for supporting our assessments moving forward. So for those of you that are not familiar, might be new to listening to this podcast, Crest International is already performing the assessments for the Center for Internet Security Critical Security Controls. So we thought, since the Trustmark is made up of a lot of those same control set, it would make sense to have Crest come in and do the assessments on behalf of the Trustmark as well. So we're trying to get that moving forward as quickly as possible. And while I absolutely enjoy doing those assessments currently, that is definitely not scalable long-term, as I have other thoughts and ideas around additional programs that we need to spin up to support the community going forward. And with that, I can report that the third-party vendor risk management program, which we're planning on launching this year, is on track. I will have more updates on this program over the next couple of months. I'm just working on finalizing some agreements and making sure that we have the program strategy aligned to all of the resources that will be contributing to this wonderful program. I think everybody will really, really enjoy having this added into their portfolio. So also this year, we're planning on launching a CISO advisory program. We had a little bit of a hiccup in February, which most of you know about, that forced us to push pause as time constraints were directed at the challenge at hand, and rightly so. I'll be picking this back up in April, though, with the big three CISOs. That would be Enable, Kaseya, and ConnectWise to actually help us build out the framework for what this program could look like, right? Our communities and councils forum did not disappoint this year. The volunteer leaders and a few non-leaders actually came together to discuss their thoughts for 2024 for the membership. In addition, we packaged up 15,000 meals for food banks around the Chicago area. If you were there at CCF this year, you know, I'm certain everybody came away from this year's event with something new and a renewed focus on how the community can actually come together to help each other. Registration and the call for speakers are both open for this year's ChannelCon. We will be in Atlanta for this year's event from July 30th through August 1st. We will be offering the Cybersecurity Trustmark workshops, both the risk management and the culture and strategy. Again, we're going to do it twice this time. We're going to do it both before the Tuesday before in the morning, and then we will probably do it the following after the conference again in the morning for a half day, just because we've heard folks that were like, look, you know, I want to do both, but because we run them concurrently, it becomes problematic. So now you'll have the opportunity to do both all in the same week if you so choose. Again, these workshops are free. You don't even have to be going through the Trustmark, honestly. You just have to be registered for ChannelCon. During the registration process, it will ask you which ones you wish to attend. So please make sure you fill that out so we can get a good head count. And then the cybersecurity track agenda is coming along very nicely. And if you have any interest in presenting, please be sure to submit to that call for speakers, which is available under the agenda link at the very top of the ChannelCon page. So if you don't know how to get there, connect.comptia.org, go to events and then ChannelCon, and then at the top you will see the agenda link. Under there is the call for speakers. So for upcoming events, I am going to be in Baltimore next week on April 4th for the Cybersecurity Summit. A few folks in the Baltimore area have already reached out to me to let me know that they look forward to catching up. I'll also be at the Cybersecurity Summit in Dallas on April 12th. CJ is going to be attending and speaking at the MSP Community Minds in Nashville, April 17th and 18th. He will also be at the PAX 8 Momentum in Chicago, April 23rd through 25th. At the end of the month, I'm going to be in Vegas for two shows, which are going on at the exact same time. I will be doing the TAG National Conference, as well as Kaseya's Connect IT Conference. Both of those run from April 29th through May 1st for the TAG and May 2nd for Kaseya Connect. So I will be there for both, and I'll be there through May 2nd. So if you're at any of those events, please make sure to stop by, say hi. You know, if you have any questions or thoughts or whatever around what we're doing from a cybersecurity program's perspective, or you want to know more about CompTIA, we are happy to talk to you about that stuff, right? And so you can see from just those few little things, we knew that travel was going to start picking up. So, you know, there it is, right? Might as well get in our downtime when we can. All right, so on to this past week's threat reports. On Friday last week, there was a report titled Bringing Access Back. Now, this report discusses both a F5 Big IP exploit and Screen Connect. So if you're running F5's Big IP, you might want to have a look at that. On Monday at 3:21 p.m., there's a report on a vulnerability impacting the Apple M-Series chips. On Tuesday at 4:20, there's a report of a new MFA bypass phishing kit targeting both Microsoft 365 and Google accounts. Also Tuesday at 4:28, there's a report regarding obsolete Asus routers being infected with malware. If you are running a legacy outdated Asus router, you may want to have a look at that report. On Wednesday at 2:23 p.m. is one of many reports I fear we will see of this year regarding APIs and cyber criminals taking advantage of this interface. Have a look. It's one of the things I actually peered into the crystal ball back in December, January, and talked a little bit about API security and how we need to do a little bit better of a job around that, because I see that as one of the next big horizon picks for the cyber criminals. Let's see. The last two. The first one at 2:30 today is a report from Cisco warning of a password spray attack targeting VPNs. And then right before that one is actually an actionable on a new Linux bug, which could lead to a password leak and clipboard hijacking with that operating system. If you're running any of those kind of things, have a look at those two reports from today, please. And one request from me this week. If you are listening to this podcast, find it valuable, please tell your colleagues. This is one way you can help us raise the awareness tide of what's going on from an overall threat perspective. I really do appreciate all your help with that. And with that, if you need anything from the team, please be sure to reach out. We are here to help. If we don't have the answer, I can just about guarantee someone in the community does. So with that, happy Easter. Enjoy the holiday if you're celebrating. If not, enjoy the weekend. I know here in Florida, it's going to be beautiful. We had another cold front come through, cooled us down, took away the humidity. So a lot of folks are going to spend some time at the beach this weekend, and it's spring break here. So with that, stay safe, stay healthy, and above all, remain secure, everyone. Until next week.
For more information on the CompTIA ISOW, visit www.comptiaisow.org. Member benefits include exclusive access to the Cyber Forum, where you can build connections with peers and industry leaders, as well as get the latest threat intelligence information from leading security providers. Join the fight today to secure the tech industry of tomorrow.